listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, this is Roy Masters, and I've got one more hour with you, and then as the first hour repeats itself, so you have 3 hours. If you miss the first one, you get the last one as the first one. Where are we going with this? Oh, yes. What I'd like to do is to give you 1 minute and about 10 seconds. 1 minute and 10 seconds on Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge talking to me on Fox in 1999. And I was in business for 40 years before that, trying to warn America that you're going to have a bloody civil war if you're not careful, because I know, I understand how it all works. I know how to stop it. I know how to win it. It's not just because I'm smart. I'm not smart. I'm not smarter than anybody. I'm not educated. Yes, I am, but not by anybody else, by the intuitive self. My intuitive self says, look at that. I look at it. What am I looking at? A blade of grass. What a tree. What is life? How does it live? How does it know what time to spread its leaves? So on and so forth. I mean, I'm not saying that is exactly what it is. It's millions of different things is brought to my attention, and I see something in it you don't see. No, you don't. Then there's a couple of more things put together that don't seem to belong to each other, but somehow they apparently do. When all of a sudden, having remembered this one and that one and this one and that one, and it goes on for weeks, all of a sudden I have an epiphany. Whoa! Huge! You know, huge, an epiphany is like a million books. When you understand, I see it. Wow! It's not just a word that I have to imitate or figurate, if there's such a word. All right. Anyway, producer, would you just play this program? If all of you are not listening on Facebook, because you can see me, ugly person that I am, okay? I don't blame you if you don't want to see it. But if you're interested in seeing an 88 or 90 89 geezer, I've been on the air for 55 years, and I want to be on the air for another 55 years because I love what I do. And what I've got, the energy I have, and the love that I have, it never ends. And I don't feel like I've, you know, all puffed up and, you know, look what I did. I'm not doing anything. I'm just the agent. That's all. Don't you listen to those who are not the agent, who went to school. What do you go to get when you go to school? Everything you're told. Okay, that's not good. Otherwise you don't get your degree. To hell with the degrees. I taught myself physics. I taught myself this. Well, in a manner of speaking, it's intuitive. It makes things plain where others don't see. Like Einstein, he was able to see what other people couldn't see. Well, that's the same. But I do it all day long. And as a result, I've been blessed to know how to cure 95% of all your illnesses, and oh God, what horrible future you could have had on top of that. All right. So listen, would you play quickly? Is there time to play that?
Represents the worst in everybody, and there's so many people who are the worst that they need a champion.
Now, I was out listening to you the day the shooting broke, the story, tragic story out there, and you immediately said they're going to go after the guns.
Yes.
That was your first impulse, and it became completely realized.
Oh, I just wish I had the time to lay the foundation for all that, but we have emotion, legislation by emotion. And the Liberal government, particularly, is using the techniques of emotionalization to rob Americans of their reasoning. In the old days of Hitler, the Nazis used to say that Hitler could only be understood by emotion. If you're emotionalized, you saw him clearly as the Führer. But anyone who was reasonable and logical was seen as the enemy. You see the same kind of thing of happening in America. We are becoming an emotionally divided country. There are those of us who are still retain our sanity and our innocence and our Americanism. But there are those who have been compromised and owe their allegiance to some other force.
Did you get that? Now you tell me what's wrong with emotions. I'm going to tell you. And if you don't like it, go lump it.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello, here I am again. And we got callers, 800-866-8883. And call Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. West Coast time. And you can listen to your radio stations. And if you want to see me, not that I'm worth seeing, but if you want to see me as a person that's real, then you go to Facebook, Roy Masters Facebook. Simple. All right. The subject matter is for the beginning of the week. Hopefully, we can get to enough people. Please, please, please try to get as many people listening to this program or not. And you might find that your friends are your enemy. You mean to say you're listening to him? I want you to listen to it again. Please, please, please. Producer, can you put it on again before I talk to John?
People who are the worst, that they need a champion.
Now, I was out listening to you the day the shooting broke, the story, tragic story out there. And you immediately said, they're going to go after the guns.
Yes.
That was your first impulse, and it became completely realized.
Oh, I just wish I had the time to lay the foundation for all that, but we have emotion, legislation by emotion. And the Liberal government, particularly, is using the techniques of emotionalization to rob Americans of their reasoning. In the old days of Hitler, the Nazis used to say that Hitler could only be understood by emotion. If you're emotionalized, you saw him clearly as the Führer. But anyone who was reasonable and logical was seen as the enemy. You see the same kind of thing of happening in America. We are becoming an emotionally divided country. There are those of us who are still retain our sanity and our innocence and our Americanism. But there are those who have been compromised and owe their allegiance to some other force.
Yes, the other force is the left. And the other force is the right, even though they're not perfectly right. They got the right idea, which is better than nothing. But I have to tell you, they have to get it better if you really want to have a better world. But still, you have chances of a civil war. You really do. You don't know how horrible things are, and you can see both sides are bought by different countries. But especially on the left, they sell you. You understand that? Do I have to tell you who that is? Okay. They're selling America piece by piece. Well, I can't say any more. I have to wait after the program, after the next lecture. The beginning of after the finish of who's going to be president. God, I got my fingers crossed. You have no idea. You have no idea. You're too busy nursing your anxiety. You're too busy anxiety. Drugs. Chemicals. Pleasure. Fighting. Going to the doctor. The doctor can't fix you. 99% of the problems are yours. I don't see elephants and lions in the jungle needing a doctor. If they get crashed and smashed and bleeding in the tropics, you don't see them having to have any special solutions. Diet, antibiotics, etc. Make it better. If they have an emotional, of course they're emotional. Animals are emotional. But if you want to become an animal, just get angry and emotional. Go ahead. And then you become an appeaser of a bully. Wow. What a life that is. All right, we're going to go. We've got to talk about emotions. Nobody tells you about emotions because if they know the truth about emotions, you couldn't be controlled. But you can control the controller. How would you like to control the controller? Why can't you stand up to Obama and say, hey, you can't do this. This is our Constitution. What the hell are you doing? But you haven't got enough coverage, you see, because you're subject to the world. And you're politically correct. Woohoo! It's a bad thing. Yes, you put people on a pedestal. So the sicker you get, the worse bully gets to be in charge of your country. But you have to have a liar to love you. And Obama is a liar. And see how clever they are with words. They're like the sophists in Greek mythology. He spoke to you. Obama is a sociopath. He won't hurt you. He loves you as you are. He's encouraging you to be what you are. No damn good. And you love that, you stupid idiots. Can somebody of you stupid idiots call me? Of course you're a stupid idiot. You can't. And if you are in the business of making stupid idiots on welfare, well, you're very easy to talk to because you know what you're doing. You think you know what you're doing, but you don't know how you overcome me. The only way you can overcome me is make me emotional and confuse me, and you cannot. And you're going to be in terrible trouble. I would love to take the best of you in. I would find it such a pleasure, if you don't mind me saying so, to take one of the best people on the left and have him one-to-one. Mm-hmm. Simple. And you'll see how confused they can get. And I can put them into a state of hypnosis from which they never recover. You see, I understand how to do it. Because of the evil in them, and because they've been praised for it, you can't help themselves. But because they're good at it and clever with their mouth, they get money for that. And so therefore they support their whoever it is in politics. But one-to-one, see, remember, he gets his pleasure from the power that gave him the power to do unto others what was done to him. See? But if he would come on the stage, I'll tell you the story in a minute. Maybe I'll tell you the story. I did it with a psychiatrist on the stage when I was about 22, 23. No, I was about 25. I just blew the psychiatrist, the great famous psychiatrist, right off the stage in 5 minutes. But if we got time, we haven't got time to talk. Go ahead. John, we got John and Keith and Wanda and Anne. John, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, old boy. Are you there, John?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's an honor to speak to you.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you for on and off for a number of years. I actually have two of your books, but I've been listening to you. I've been on hold for quite a while. I've been, you know, really taking in a lot of what you've been saying. It's kind of getting, I was kind of putting a definition together of what sin is. And this is what I came up with, and I wanted to get your feedback on it.
I'm listening.
Okay, so I said, sin comes through a hypnotic suggestion that works through emotions that unbalances our reason and our connection with our
Correct.
Now, I can see that. I can see that with my intuition. I've never had a problem seeing the truth. You know, like as St. Paul says, the very things that I do not want to do, these things I do.
Correct.
But thanks be to God, we have the victory through Christ.
Yes.
I'm trying to get the victory in Christ, but I seem to lack the consistency. I fall back into the hypnotic suggestion of anger, of frustration, you know, yada, 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 whatever it may be. So what I'm trying to do is just to get to the point where I'm acting out of that stillness that you speak about.
Can you hold it? Would you mind interrupting me interrupting you?
No problem.
Okay. I see, you see. But that's not good enough yet. There will be a time when you see all the time as a result of making your change from seeing but not being able to control it. Like on the wrong side of the wall, you know, in Russia, in Berlin, you're on the wrong side of the wall and you can't get across, right? On the wrong side of the wall, you see. And so you still have the knowledge, but you can't get over the wall to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I say to you, there's a hole in the wall inside you, and you have to know where that is. Have you got the meditation called Be Still? The 7-minute meditation, it's no charge.
Yeah, I know you can access that on your website, right?
Would you get that? Because it has no religious concepts in it. It is simply a way to be still. You remember in the scriptures, every scripture is dead on. Absolutely dead on. But this one is difficult. And it's called Be Still and Know. And now, how do you get to be still? Do you still your brain? Do you still your body? What is this? No. It's because to be still means to have no time. In other words, your body and your thoughts are working in time. But you're a human being, you have an intuitive self. And if you can disconnect from your thoughts and step back from your thoughts, that's where God is waiting for you. Can you hold on for a minute?
Yes, no.
Are you getting what I'm saying roughly?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to show you how to do it.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, John, hold the line a minute. I do need to make a commercial. I am terribly tardy in giving a commotion because everybody, I love people, but I also need to be able to love people because it takes money to do all this, doesn't it? It takes a lot of money, a lot of people, to get me through this and all love what I'm doing. It's a paradise here, if you don't mind saying so, between me and my few people, my friends, and hopefully you. And so please support the foundation regularly. Go to fhu.com. That's the foundation of human understanding. And what we're trying to do is get you to be free from Roy. To be free to love a creator and to go on and be extensions of who I am. That's all. That's what Jesus wanted you to be, extension from him. I don't like to sermon, but you see, there's no sermoning. There's references to the Bible. It's beautiful. The part of Jesus is magical. He speaks the truth, but you don't get it. It's words. You cannot get it. Just the words. Yes, you can read it, and the best way to read it, don't learn it word for word. For crying out loud, that'll ruin you. Read the book. Read the second the other book, the Christian book. Read that. Just pick it and turn the pages and flick, 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 flick. Wait for something. Wait for an epiphany to awaken you. Oh, see that. Look to understand what it means. Now, I know that be still and know is difficult. But in all the years I've worked with people, I have not realized how simple it is. It worked. Be still and know works. And it's got plenty of advice and explanation in it. You should have that. It wouldn't hurt you. But the 7-minute meditation has the machinery in it. And there's no spiritual words in it, nothing. There's just an instruction to go to a place in a different city. And I say, go down this street and go up this street and go turn left on that street. It's all a matter of me pulling you away. It's all a way of putting you away from being tangled in your thoughts, in your emotional thoughts, your emotionally based thought. And they control you. And they take you, you fight it. And the more you fight it, the more you lose it. You get energy to fight it. And it's more stress. You get worse struggling. There's a trick to it. There's usually an entity inside you. There's usually another entity taking shape. At a certain point, an identity informs you, and you can't get away. And you'll need an exorcism. And you can see an exorcism on Facebook. You can see it there. All right, now, please support the program. And go to FHU.com and download it into your iPhone or your computer. And it's free of charge, no cost. And give back to the foundation what it deserves. Would you please? Post Office Box 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. All right. Now we're going to go to John. I think we got time to get started with him anyway. John, are you there in Florida?
Yes, I am, Roy.
Did I not give a little piece of that just now? Did you catch a little piece of it? What piece did you catch?
Well, I was just thinking about how, you know, being still and getting to the point where you're not getting that pull to the hypnotic suggestion.
Yes, yes.
To where you act out of an unconscious way. Like, for instance, like I'm trying to lose weight right now.
You're not going to do it. And if you do it, you're going to have another problem.
That's right.
See, it turns to another problem. The dark side of you needs a distraction, and if you can overcome one, it will give you another.
Mm.
And it'll give you another one that's worse. Because you shouldn't have been trying to figure...
That's an insight I would never even seen. But now that you say that, now I see that.
All right, now I'll tell you what it is. Here, I said a little bit, you know, in my pitch for some money for the foundation. I want to start with here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I found a way. As a matter of fact, I can tell you the story. I had a person walk into the Institute of Hypnosis. This is where I'm learning that meditation is counter-hypnosis, and hypnosis is temptation. Another word for it is in temptation. Like Paul says, the things I wanted to do, I didn't. I couldn't. And the bad things I wanted to do, I could not. You know, so it's something like that anyway. And so when he woke up, he was free. And so I want you to wake up from this. You are your emotional state caused by something in a family or school or near to that. You're born into a culture, and your family represents the culture, and the family representing the culture are not pure. And that's the reason why you have so many divorces and illnesses and diseases and everything, because they're loving each other in the wrong way. They hate each other in the wrong way because of the right way of hating that emotion. Jesus was able to throw the money changers out of the temple, but he wasn't angry. He just threw them out, and nobody right. touched him. See, right. I'm 140 pounds. I've beat 250 pound wrestlers and several times, and never touched me because I have this magical strength. It's really right. magical. It's magical when uh-huh. it comes to being with people. Your very presence, if it's there, if there's good in that other person, he sees something different in you. Now, you may not see anything different in yourself. You're happy and you're free. But that happiness and freedom is a gift. And it extends. This happiness and freedom extends. So what I'm trying to do to you right now is use a meditation, which is the simplest of all. And this story I didn't give you just now, so I'm going to give it to you. The man sat down there drinking 25 years. He says, I've tried everything. I'm going to try hypnosis. Now, I wasn't practicing hypnosis at the time. I was onto this, what I'm about to tell you. It began to see that hypnotism is the tempter, and the person hypnotized is the victim. See, so mm-hmm. hypnotic state. And hypnotic state is permanent. And another person can opt in, meaning that they can take the position of the person who did it to you and take in and make you do what he wants. Any person could. If you look up in the Bible, these following words, and Jesus is talking to his apostles, and he's saying, "Oops, the adversary is coming. And he has nothing in me." Do you understand what he says there? That yeah. you look him up, and all of this Bible has the same. Just look up the words, and they will give it to you. It's the end of the paragraph. One, two, three. The end of that. And what he's saying, he says, there's nothing in him that isn't God. So if yeah. there's something in you, they can take you over. If you have a bad father when you were a kid, you have the extension of his behavior, or the rebellion against his behavior, but still a hypnotic state, which either way you're a bully or you're a coward, two bullies. And therefore, as a bully, you turn to others and you bully others. So the problem isn't lost.
Right. So, I need to get to my authentic self.
Yes. Now, the way you do that is go to my website, FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. Is free of charge. No need to pay anything.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I actually did that meditation once. It was
once is not enough.
I know, but let me just share what happened, my experience.
Okay.
And why I never did it again. Okay,
oh,
so okay. I did the meditation, and let me tell you, there was Something happened. There was a darkness.
Yes, you have it. You have that darkness. It reveals itself. You mustn't
right.
be afraid.
It kind of scared me. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. It must. I'm glad you brought it up. You're an intelligent person. Hold a second. Would you mind holding?
Yes, no problem.
Okay, I just have to wait for this beautiful music to pass, and I can talk to you. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to spend a few moments of time. And Don, hold the line a minute. This program is sponsored by you. I don't have advertisers. They won't take a program like this because they offend people. They sell cars, groceries, they sell everything, but they don't want to mess with this. And so Facebook is offering me the opportunity to say things I couldn't say because I'm not commercial. I'm spiritual. And so I'm spiritual. It can disturb a lot of spiritual people, but I want all spiritual people to find the same God. And if you've got, there's only one way to find him. It's the way he says, be still and know, I am God. And so all of you listening who call yourself Christians, if you've got anything but be still and know, you haven't got anything. All you have is words and chapters. You're on the stage like a performer. I mean, Shakespeare said all the world's a stage and men and women merely actors in it. So just because you act like a Christian, you walk like a Christian, your life isn't the same thing. I guarantee you, you've got anxiety and fears and divorces and you deal with your kids improperly. It's all there. So I'm not exactly perfect. I've been married 64 years. My wife hasn't got it yet. She's getting it. She's getting better because her life was so bad. And she married me, and therefore she has an advantage over me at being a wife, and to be difficult sometimes because she's a wife. And so she is a codependent person and not completely free. She doesn't see it, so she tries to be independent, and she gets angry sometimes because she thinks she has the right to not to believe what I said. If I'm not married to a person, they can take it or leave it. So she's codependent, and then the codependency gives her an opportunity to argue with me, so to speak. So it's not easy to fix a wife that you're married to. So it's a good thing Jesus wasn't married, otherwise he'd be stuck with Mary Magdalene, see, and he wouldn't be able to do a whole lot of work in those days. I'll just share that with part of you knowing something about me. So and I'll talk to you about that person don't let me forget the person who came in and says, I've been drunk for alcoholic for 25 years. Because then I was able to help. This is what I said to him. It actually has the essence of it that I'm about to speak to you about. I said, Chloe, I see he was difficult, and so he had something on his shoulders, so he wasn't about to cooperate. So he sat down there and he paid his money, and I said, just be aware of yourself, close your eyes. What do you see when your eyes are closed? He says, little things moving across the screen of the mind. Okay, that's it. I said, be aware of your first finger. What happens? He said, tingles just a little bit. Okay, and do it all the fingers. I said, now you can get up and go home. I'll tell you what happens when the music stops. Okay, and I'll tell you, and then I'll explain that to you. Don't go away.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
John, are you still there?
Yes, Roy, I'm here.
Okay, so you heard me talk the story about John. I mean, not John, but the guy that is an alcoholic for 25 years.
Right.
So I put him through that little exercise just for 5 minutes. I said, go home and come back in two days. Just practice that. He says, when are you going to hypnotize? I said, just do that, I tell you. He came back 2 days later. He said, what did you do to me? I said, what? He says, I don't drink anymore. He says, how did you do that? I said, I didn't do anything. You did it to yourself. And then I explained it to him. Now, you are an intelligent person. You've been searching. All the more reason why you're trying hard to find God. And for that reason, the dark side of you works harder to keep you from it. Evil inhabits human beings, and in order to work one human against the other till there's nobody left to inherit the kingdom. You understand that?
Right.
And so, and the scripture says it in simple terms, because in those days you dare not write about things like that. So it was written in a way that the authorities couldn't guess. But the scripture says, through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race, and so shall a man leave his mother and father and be bonded to the woman as one flesh. And so what you've got, what you're born with, is the extension of Eve and Adam without authority. Because your father, God bless his soul, never found God.
Right.
And the reason why I never found God, because culture wins. You're all subject to doctors, psychiatrists, scientists, everybody telling you everything, teachers, experts. They really don't know anything about human nature at all. And
right.
The more sick you get, the more of them you get.
Hey, Roy, can I point out an insight that you've revealed to me?
What?
Okay, about my father. My father, would say, rebelled against religion, rebelled against spirituality.
There you go.
He saw people as hypocritical. He owned strip club, nightclub. Now, my response to that at first was to emulate the same rebellion in my youth. But as I got older, I then took on the false self of almost like a Pharisee religion. I became too religious. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I learned it by rote, you know, learned the Bible.
That is the worst thing you could do.
Exactly. And I'm seeing that now. You're starting to point that out to me now. And I'm seeing that both of them were a reaction to like a false sense of self, you know, not God really intended me to be.
What got into you was the nature of your dad.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, your wife, your mother, his wife, brought forth an innocent child. Intuitive, and you saw when you were a child how weak your father was, how what kind of man he was. Now you can't blame him, because Jesus cries it out and makes a point. He makes the point all the way through. He says, "Forgive them, Father," out loud. The last thing he says, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Not even Caesar understand what he was doing.
Right.
So, don't blame him.
So you think a part of my frustration is tied to the unforgiveness of my father?
Correct. Because if you hate the father you can see, or if you have a weak father that you can see and is disgusted, then you take on your mother's identity. And be a nice, sweet, gentle person who does not know how to deal with Eve.
Right.
And Eve has her way, and she hates you for it. But deep down inside, she wants the hell loved out of her, not loved in her. You look
right.
to a woman.
Like, you
look
like
to
you
a
always
woman.
Say, like you always. I know you said this before. Every woman is looking for a noble father.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I failed in that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
But now you have a dark side. Because you went on that journey, you are more likely to have an exorcism. And don't be afraid if you do. So when you feel a dark side coming, when you start to feel weird, just look at the weirdness and just watch it go away. You're just going to be the watcher. But the point is, the fact that you can see it, it causes the dark side to become afraid of you. See, first of all, it had control of you. It enjoyed itself. It was taking you down the wrong path and winning medals for Beelzebub. See that?
Yes.
In a manner of speaking. So once you know there's a dark side of the force, you might have an exorcism. And it could happen any time in a restaurant, and they may take you to hospital. That's what could happen. But mostly it's when at nighttime when you're trying to sleep, or you wake up, or sometimes in the evening, where darkness is, it likes darkness. But little children are afraid of darkness. Good reason.
Right.
So I would say, please, do not try. Because the trying to right a wrong is due to the dark side misleading you. So it says to you, if you want religion, I'll show you it. And he shows you all the religions that don't work.
Right.
And you get frustrated until you kill yourself. You ever had any feelings of suicide?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you said yes, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, genuine religion, in your point of view, would be fully conscious, being aware of any sort of force that is suggesting something that is
correct,
disconnecting you from your creator.
So that's all you need. That's all you need. May I suggest that you sit quietly with a meditation? And what that meditation does is separate the soul from the brain, from your brain. Once you're separated from the soul, you don't have any confusion. You see, and pretty soon you're looking at all of that thoughts, feelings, emotions that comprise the dark side of a self. You're developing a self within a self.
So that part of you that you thought was really you is not really you.
No, and the fear you feel isn't your feel. So understand, when you start to fear, look at it. Say, what am I afraid of? It's it that's afraid. And the minute you are aware that it is fearful, it wants to leave. You might have an exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
If you were with me now, I'd put out my cross and do it. Just like that.
Maybe that's what it has to come to. I don't know.
That's what it might have to come to.
All right. I know that when I go to church every Sunday, though, I don't have any ill effects from touching the cross or holy water.
It doesn't hurt. But unless you understand the machinery, how to separate your conscious mind, your intuitive mind, from bondage to the brain. The brain must be subject to the intuitiveness, and the intuitiveness comes from God.
Right.
And when intuitiveness is, oh, I see. I never saw that before. Oh, wow. Not excited. Interested. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not an emotional response. It's just acknowledging something and just seeing the truth of it.
Well, taking up the responsibility of having done it.
Right. Seeing that it's something working through you.
That's correct. You are grateful for that. So you don't say, "Oh, look what I've done. I'm better now," because you never did it anyway. It did it through you. Everything you ever did was it moving through you. Now it says in the scripture, unless you become a little child, you can no ways enter the kingdom. So Roy Masters is just a little boy. And I see around me, but I'm also in a frame of a man. So you better not mess with me. Bingo.
All right. Be wise as a serpent, but innocent as a dove. That just popped into my mind.
So why don't you get a copy of that? And make sure you don't put any effort in it. Just do it quietly.
I will, Roy. I'll take that up. I'll try that again.
Yeah, try it again.
I will. Thank you so much, Roy. I appreciate all the insights. I learned a lot tonight.
Yeah, pleasure. I enjoy expressing it. Bye. So we're going to call Vonda. I wonder what Vonda wants.
Hello,
Vonda.
Hello.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Yes, I want to say thank you again for all that you offer, your words of wisdom. As I was sitting on this line listening, my heart just is full from your words. So your voice has a certain
authority,
spirit,
right?
Yes, authority, spirit, and very strong. And it's just very soothing to my spirit to hear you, and it just brings me into a relaxed place. And
yes.
My question was about my emotions, where I find myself going strong with the meditation, reading the word out loud, and then I meditate, and I'll be in it like three times a day, morning, noon, and night, and that'll last for a long time. And then I find myself slipping back into an old habit where I fall off track. And now my emotions, I get all entangled with other people's emotions, and I'm working on mastering
that. But let me tell you something. You didn't get anything at all. You think you got something, but you haven't. Hold on. Don't go away. I'll see if I can fix that. Don't forget to support the FUP program. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Okay. Now, Vonda. Vonda, what Vonda wants. Vonda, listen. You're working too hard.
Okay.
You don't have to do any work at all. Anything you do to help God fix you demoralizes you. He doesn't need your help. When a doctor operates on you, he doesn't ask you, he puts you to sleep. And then he does what he needs to do, right?
Yes.
All right. Same, similar with meditation. The whole idea is disconnect you from your intellect. That all that babble, all that struggling, all that effort to make things work. Of yourself, I could do nothing, says Jesus. The Father within me, he doth it all. Now, if he says that, why can't you understand that no effort on your part is necessary whatsoever? Only the inclination of the heart is necessary, and the day you were born, you have that. Whoever taught you to do that, let them go to hell, so to speak. And you listen to me and do nothing. And if you do nothing in a right way, if you understand of yourself, you can do nothing. It's the Father within you. who does it. And if you sit quietly and follow my instructions, you have a different outcome. And so if you have some kind of illness, you don't do it for that. The illness is a signal that you're not living your life properly. That's all. So what you don't want to do is ask God to cure you in the meditation. You do nothing but give yourself to Him, and it will be what it will be. And if you are so derelict or sick that you're dying, then don't resent dying. Very simple.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Vonda, listen carefully. Life is about one thing, and it isn't pleasure. It isn't learning how wonderful you are in math or science. You can be all those things, the good things, I mean. But it must be driven by another force and serve another force and not glorify yourself. And everybody says, what a wonderful person you are. And you get a nice feeling from that. It's nothing about feeling. It's nothing about you. It's only one thing. It's purpose. Who made me and what does he want? Because I want to do it. See, that must be the attitude. Nothing more, nothing less. He will write your story. He will give you the moment where you stand up and say yes or no. And you haven't planned it because you don't know what the plan is for you. You don't want to turn right instead of left. Or you don't want to do the right thing at the wrong time. And how would you know? Because each one of these things are very important. Timing is everything. You can't be in charge of time and all the things that time does. And the older you get, the more frustrated you get, the sicker you get, so on and so forth. And time passes and you've missed the whole point. The whole point is not you, it's others. Now, it doesn't mean to say you have to serve others. You must be the perfect example of what a human being is. And the perfect example of what a human being is that somehow you have an aura around you that cannot be upset, cannot be angry, cannot be annoyed or irritated or see nothing. And gentle and kind and thoughtful. And not looking for anything in return. Just because you... It is... How else would you do it? How else is it... What a big deal it is to take an old lady across the street. So that every opportunity is gracious. Gracious. And every opportunity that isn't gracious towards you and wants to beat you to pieces, it doesn't bother you. And when it doesn't bother you, it bothers them that they can't bother you, and they walk away. And worse, if he pushes harder and you stay your ground, calm, patient, he knows not what he does, there's a dark side in him that he doesn't know he has, and before I finished, he will know what he has. And all you have to do is understand he doesn't understand. He's standing in his parents' shoes, as you used to stand in your parents' shoes and still are. And you never will be otherwise until you understand of yourself you can do nothing, and to look very carefully at the fact that you're standing in your parents' shoes and you are the extension of your parents, and your children will be extension of their parents, and your children, and the culprit is the parent. But then you must understand that the parent doesn't understand what the hell he's doing, or what the hell she's doing, because she doesn't know what love is. Women don't know what love is. Men don't know what love is. It's hunger, lust. Women don't know what love is. Conquest. See. And they don't understand it. And they muddle with each other. And but love. Death does. I've been married 64 years. And I didn't fall in love with my wife. I knew her 2 weeks. I got in my car, went on, and in my mind all of a sudden says, you go home and marry that woman. Okay, I did it. I'm driving along. What the hell did I'm driving with my bride. What the hell did I do? I can remember myself thinking to myself, what am I doing this? I found out what it was. Would you like to know?
Yes.
She's the most difficult person you could possibly meet. If it was anybody else, she'd be dead. And I need to be tried and really tried not to be broken. And I stood by her 64 years as she went through all the trials and tribulations. I went through my trials and tribulation, but never did I my eyes wander. And never did I hate her for the little things she did, like women do. I always put my foot down. Never, whatever the problem is, you don't need to know. She started to get sick. I got stronger and stronger. I began to understand what men and women are like, in a way. So it needed to be very bad for me, difficult for me, to love her, where everybody else would have killed her. See, or she would have killed somebody else and driven her mad, the other person mad. That is the nature. It's afflicted my families, but they're beginning to get better. Because I work during the daytime, and mischief continues the daytime when I'm not there. And so, here we are. I've learned all about marriage, every secret, nothing hides from me. And everything works fine for me. I don't have to make decisions. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I've had all the illnesses you have, and all went away. I had a heart attack eventually because I swam in the ocean and I was paralyzed by creatures in the ocean, parasites, and it was in my body. And it destroyed a lot of me, but anyway, to cut a long story short, everything got better. I'm stronger than I ever was now. Everything got better. It was difficult, but I loved every moment of it. Sorry, I couldn't finish the subject matter. But we had 2 hours together. The first part now will revolve, and you'll hear what you missed, 3 hours. Thank you very much. I'll be back tomorrow night. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And checks, please. And the office number is 800-877-3227. And what else? FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. Thank you. God bless you. Have a nice night.